88.9 WLRY got a very special guest joining us with us right now. We have Luke with For King and Country, and welcome. Thanks for talking to us today.
Man, thanks for making the time. I greatly appreciate it.
For King and Country, I've had the opportunity to see you guys. Just a great live act, and you'll be coming in concert to the Ohio State Fair July 31st. Very special show. We'll have more details on that coming up here in just a bit. How often are you on the road, Luke?
Man, I would say that we're, you know, we try to do 100 to 125 shows a year. It usually ends up being more than that, you know, based off of, you know, promotional things that come up and, you know, things that you might be passionate about that, you know, may not have been aware of earlier in the year or whatever it might be. But that's usually what we try to do. You know, you want to work hard, but you also don't want to kill yourself at the same time.
Yeah, and you got to strike that balance with the family. And you were telling me before we went to air here, you're awaiting a birth of a child right now.
I know. We're awaiting our third little boy. My wife was full-term yesterday. And so any day now, this baby should be coming. You know, she's had lots of contractions on and off, so we're just biding our time until this new little baby comes.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much, man.
Now, you and your brother Joel, you've been For King and Country for how long now? How did it all start?
Yeah, well, I actually wasn't really that interested in music when I was younger. I wanted to play sports, and during my junior year of high school, I actually tore my ACL playing basketball. And that was kind of one of those ways that God kind of says, you know, I'm not quite sure if your body's built for being able to do sports. And so that kind of shut down that dream. And I went to my mom. I was like, Mom, I don't really know what I'm going to do. Everybody else in the family's kind of got this thing, you know, these abilities that are leading them in one way or the other. And I don't really have that. I don't know what I'm going to do. But she said, you know, I believe by the time you graduate high school, there's going to be one thing left for you to do. And I graduate high school, and my brother Joel comes to me and says, hey, man, what do you think about writing some songs and singing on some demos and just seeing where this thing goes? And that was about 11 years ago now. And about 6 years ago is when we came up with the name For King and Country, and we've been going by that ever since.
Yeah, and you guys were really immersed in the music business. In fact, when I talked to Joel, he said it wasn't that he chose music so much as it chose him.
Exactly, yeah. So our older sister was an artist who goes by the name Rebecca St. James.
Yeah.
So we grew up on the road. I was a lighting director. Joel was a stage manager. And we did a lot of, I mean, we were roadies. I mean, that's what we did for most of our upbringing. And yeah, I think he's right. You know, music is just an interesting game. And a lot of people that pursue it, you know, don't end up really getting to the chance or the opportunity to make it. And, you know, I think sometimes we look at ourselves and when we're just very thankful that something that was eventually placed on our heart, the passion that was placed on our heart, was able to actually really come to fruition, man, because there's millions of people out there that love music, that have a lot of talent, and, you know, their songs may or may not connect for whatever reason. You know, there's people that are much, much more talented to be out there doing music.
So, indeed, it's been a blessing for you. And you guys, as I said earlier, just a really strong live act. How'd you come up with the live show, and how difficult is it to bring that energy every night?
Well, I think because we were raised on the road, like we were just talking about, I think because of that, you've always just seen live shows. And I think in the back of your mind, you're kind of like, well, if I ever had my say in a show, I would maybe try this.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, and so because of that, we've had all these ideas for years and years and years, and I mean, it's not necessarily something that you come up with as much as I think live show is kind of like songs and artistry. You got to find out who you are on stage. You got to find out what's authentic and what's real to you, and you know, we've been fortunate now to have been around music, you know, most of our lives, and when we started, Joel and I started working together, it wasn't what it is now, but you could see remnants of, you know, wanting to have great energy on stage, wanting it to be a little bombastic, of wanting it to be entertaining, so that, you know, when it comes time for people to be able to hear the songs, or you to be able to, for us to be able to share something that's on our heart or what God's been teaching us, people are willing to listen.
Yeah.
You know, in these days, you know, teenagers and the youth, I mean, they can just pull out a phone that's going to be basically as entertaining as anything else out there in the world. So, you know, you're kind of forced to be able to hopefully be engaging and entertaining, or else you're never going to get their attention.
Right. Very good. Again, Luke joining us with For King and Country. Now, Run Wild, Live Free, Love Strong. Hard to believe, but that came out going on 3 years ago and still going strong. You guys got any new music in the works?
We do, man. Well, we got our latest single called Oh God Forgive Us, which has been a real, real special song for us. We've actually closed for about 2 years, we've closed our shows with that song. And we actually went into the studio and recreated that and really felt like this was kind of the last song of the album. It needed to be this song. And so we went and redid it, and we released it with a good friend of ours called KB, who does a little spoken word thing on that. And then as far as new music as a whole, that is coming. We're in the studio right now, not necessarily recording, but we are writing, and we're trying to come up with what that third album looks like. Because you're right, it's been a long time, and it's going to be a little bit longer, hopefully beginning of next year, maybe the beginning of the second quarter, something around that time frame is what we're looking at right now.
Very good. We look forward to that. Again, For King and Country, July 31st at the Ohio State Fair with Zach Williams. And if you get your tickets in advance, your fair admission is included with the purchase of the ticket. So that's a pretty good deal. Again, Luke joining us with For King and Country. And thanks for taking the time out to talk to us. May God continue to bless you guys in your ministry. And I look forward to seeing you live again.
Hey, man, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in just a few short weeks is what it's going to end up being.